Frost and freeze conditions occurred across most of the Midwest overnight last night, reaching down into Kentucky. Looks as though there might have been a few counties in Illinois, Indiana, and Kentucky that could have endured a little bit of permanent crop damage to some of the wheat crop and perhaps to a couple of early planted corn-producing areas. However, with that said, let me just quickly come back and point out the fact that, first of all, we don't know for sure where the most significant booting and heading is relative to the coldest temperatures this morning. We did see low temperatures this morning drop down into the range of 26 to 30 degrees from the Champaign area of Illinois and also the Bloomington area back into Paris and Rantoul, as well as across the border in Indiana over to Bloomington, Indiana. And all of this region was cold enough for perhaps some damage. I don't think there's too many fields out there that were advanced enough to be seriously harmed by the cold, but we won't know that until the reports are all in this afternoon or over the next day or two. Down in Kentucky, there was one report of a 28-degree low this morning. Most temperatures were 30 to 32. Kentucky failed to report any progress in its wheat development on Monday, but we are very strongly suspicious that a fair amount of the crop there is booted and also moving into the heading stage, so therefore some damage may have occurred. Relative to the nation's total wheat crop, though, the injuries overnight and last night were probably not all that impressive, and the impact will be minimal. And we expect the same results tonight as cold air again occurs across the eastern Midwest, as well as down into parts of Virginia, North Carolina, even South Carolina, northern Georgia, and Tennessee will at least have a risk of some frost. And some of the crops in those areas are more advanced and will therefore have some potential for damage as well. But again, the impact nationwide is not going to be very great at all. The majority of these crops are going to get by on the skin of their teeth, so to speak, and we'll likely see the crops recover with some rain that will be developing across the Midwest as we move from Thursday of this week through Wednesday of next week. Those two storm systems that I expect in the Midwest will produce a fairly large amount of rainfall, especially from Kansas and Missouri into parts of Michigan. Moisture totals over that week will likely run anywhere from 3/4 of an inch to 2 inches generally, and there may be some 3-inch amounts in a few locations. This series of storm systems will likely offer some relief to the dryness that's been prevailing in Illinois and Indiana here in recent weeks. Don't look for a lot of relief in southern Illinois or the northern parts of the Delta, but there will be some moisture and some temporary relief will likely occur. Follow-up precipitation will still be necessary, but this moisture will likely be a major step in the right direction for doing two things. Number one, improving soil moisture for future planting and crop development, and number two, to help the crops that have been injured by last night's frost and freezes. The best way to recover crops is to allow them to have plenty of moisture and to keep temperatures in a mild range for a series of days following the wheat freeze injury. And so we think that is exactly what will take place. And so crops will have a chance to recover with some new tillering possibly in the crops that were most seriously impacted. Temperatures across the Midwest, again, cold tomorrow morning. Upper 20s and 30s will occur again. We'll look for the rest of the Midwest and the western areas to see quite a bit warmer conditions. Most of the region will see highs in the 60s and 70s as we move into the weekend and early part of next week. A new surge of cold air, though, is expected the 18th through the 20th that might bring some more frost and some more freezes. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.